Good morning, it's time now for Radio Cayman's 8 o'clock morning news. I'm Dion Anglin. One man is dead after shots were fired shortly before 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday evening. Police responded to a report of shots fired in West Bay in the Bosun's Bay area, where they found one male unconscious with a suspected gunshot wound. The young man, 25-year-old Shaquille Bush, succumbed to his injuries yesterday. We will have further details as they become available to us. The third quarter shows a big operating surplus for core government and recently gazette unaudited financial results. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The unaudited financial results for core government for the nine-month period that ended on September 30th show a $1.65 million operating surplus, about $180 million for the entire public sector, and bank account balances of $653 million in cash and deposits. When combined with the performance of the statutory authorities and government companies, the overall surplus was $90 million higher than the $89 million EPS surplus the 2019 budget had anticipated for the period. This was mainly due to higher coercive revenues and higher investment revenues, complemented by lower levels of expenditure and personnel costs, supplies and consumables, and other operating expenses within core government. Despite achieving an overall small favorable variance in total expenses, there were elements of expense that exceeded budget for the period. Outputs for statutory authorities and government-owned companies were higher by $10 million. Outputs from non-governmental output suppliers overran budget by $9.6 million, and depreciation costs were $2.3 million higher than expected. Compared to the same period the prior year, total revenue of core government increased by $43.8 million. Additionally, total expenses of core government rose by $53 million. SAGC's contributions compared to results through the third quarter of the previous year have increased by $3.6 million. Overall net surplus for the EPS is lower, $3.9 million, when compared to the results through the third quarter of 2018. Operating cash and deposits were $484 million, and reserves and restricted deposits were $168 million. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
In other local news, Rundown makes its return to Harkwell Theatre Stage, now in its 27th edition. Cayman National Cultural Foundation's artistic director, Henry Matu, tells Radio Cayman the hilarious comedy review will take a look at topics such as Tell It to QC, Identity, Maiden Plum Itch, and Mount Throwmore, just to name a few.
You know, the show is a sort of a comedy review, so we like to, you know, to have a little laugh at what goes on in our society and various people that make the society.
Opening night is Thursday, November 14th at the Harkwell Theatre, starting at 8 p.m. Check out artscayman.org for tickets and more information. Changing the face of men's health is the goal this Movember, the month formerly known as November. Men of all ages and sizes are encouraged to ditch their razors and grow out their mustaches and beards to help create awareness and raise money for men's health issues such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and mental health. A slew of activities are being planned this month, including the Steak Social, Mope and Golf, and the Info Night, a prostate and colon cancer awareness education event, which includes free PSA testing for eligible men. Men are encouraged to grow a mustache and get informed this month. For more, check out movember.ky. And for a look at more news from around the world, here's the BBC's Jerry Smith.
Major protests and unrest have brought parts of Hong Kong to a standstill for the third day running. Protesters engaged in street battles with riot police. Office workers and medical staff joined the demonstrations. The Netherlands is to cut the daytime speed limit to 100 kilometres an hour to tackle nitrogen emissions. The Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, said it was a tough but necessary measure to help the country combat climate change. The World Health Organization has approved the world's first ever vaccine against Ebola. The drug has been used since last year as an experimental vaccine in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The WHO is now satisfied with the vaccine's safety and effectiveness. The first public hearings in President Trump's impeachment inquiry begin in a few hours' time. He's accused of improperly seeking help from Ukraine to boost his chances of re-election next year, something he denies. The first person to testify will be Bill Taylor, America's acting ambassador to Ukraine. More Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in Gaza as a flare-up of tension between the two sides has continued into a second day. Altogether, 18 people are reported to have died in the Gaza Strip. The violence began when the Israelis targeted and killed an Islamic Jihad commander.
That'll do it for Radio Cayman's 8 o'clock morning news. I'm Dion Anglin.